I might head up to Minnesota and enjoy some of the bizarre foods that we're going to see profiled on the new season of Bizarre Foods, which you can see over there. Obviously, Tuesday nights on the channel, Travel Channel. Next Tuesday is the season premiere, 8 o'clock our time. I was just in Poland.
Now, when you say Minnesota, you mean like the Twin Cities or like the Arrowhead?
What's the Arrowhead?
Arrowheads, that's...
Are there flies there?
Yes.
I'm not going.
No-see-ums, black flies.
I'm not going.
They carry you away.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm not going. I drove through there once. That's enough.
Okay.
Let's take it up here. And our guy Bill just said, this is the coolest interview you guys have ever done with Andrew Zimmern. He's the host of the Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods. Getting in touch with his inner Paul Bunyan, his adopted home state of Minnesota, on the season premiere, which, as I mentioned, is next Tuesday night. Andrew, you have a lot of fans here at WDLS. Good morning, and how are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you?
Muskrat with gravy, duck stew, and bear pastrami all going to be featured. I admire my father because he would try everything once. I admire my brother-in-law because he cooks wild game quite often, and most times it's absolutely delicious. Is this a particularly a great episode, even grading on your scale?
I think not only is it a great episode, it's a great season. You know, the foods are always there. No matter where you go into other cultures, even buried within our own American culture, you're going to find foods that most people sit on the couch and go, wow, I didn't know people ate that. But what we keep getting better and better at every year is telling the stories of the people and hooking the viewer and bringing them into a little more history, a little more culture, a little more fascination. And, you know, my goal is to get people to simultaneously say, that's weird, I would try it. And then around the storytelling say, oh my gosh, that's fascinating, I didn't know that. And I think we have the best combination of that this coming season as we go from Minnesota to Napoleon's route through Poland to the Romantic Road in Germany, down the Amalfi Coast, following in the tracks of Jesse James in western Missouri, following the Aztecs from Tepoztlan into Mexico City. I think people are really going to enjoy it. Then at the end of it all, we premiere a brand new show of mine called Zimmernwest on March 13th.
You know, you look at certain areas of the world, even just little areas in our country. You know, you mentioned you're from Minnesota. You go over to the UP of Michigan and you have a thing called a pasty, and a lot of people don't even know what that is, but you even go as far as taking a domestic pigeon and cooking that up.
Well, we actually threw rocks at pigeons in Richmond, Virginia, which is legal, by the way. They're animals.
Hell of a way to down a pigeon.
We ate city pigeon. And city pigeon is delicious. And, you know, they were free. And a good squab in a restaurant is going to cost you $40-$50. It is a wildly crazy world where most of the food that I'm eating, even in the far reaches of the craziest corners of our planet, with first peoples who have been there for thousands and thousands of years, I journey to Paris 2 weeks later, and I'm in some fancy restaurant having dinner with a friend, and I'm being served essentially the same thing. Mm-hmm. We've come around in the big cities here and in the world of, you know, fine dining to worshiping the same simple foods that native peoples have been eating for thousands of years. So it's everything has come full circle.
Andrew Zimmern is here. He's the host of Bizarre Foods. Returns next Tuesday, the new season, 8 o'clock our time on, of course, the Travel Channel. You know, you mentioned all these exotic foods. Here in this city, we have a great culinary tradition. Obviously, you can find a lot of very interesting things to eat, and I try to search those out from time to time. Speak to the fact that we've become so homogenized, not only in this country, but worldwide, and no disrespect to our friends from Oak Brook McDonald's, but gosh, you know, people, you really owe it to yourself to broaden your horizons once in a while.
Well, not only is it do you owe it to yourself, but you actually owe it to the world. The food system that we've built, where a few companies control 70-some-odd percent of our food consumption and distribution, the monopolizing of food, the commodification of food, the rise of factory farming is not only, you know, killing our health, I mean, we can cherry pick a half dozen diseases off the top of my head that are skyrocketing because of our bad diet. But we're also killing our natural resources as well, our watershed, soil erosion, coastal regions, wetlands, forests are all being affected by this. If we could eat less meat, if we could go vegetarian once or twice a week for a meal, if we could eat more foods from the wild, if we could eat, you know, simpler and across a more diverse range of ingredients, would be doing ourselves and our planet a great favor. Now, people in Chicago have a tremendous advantage over people in other parts of the world because Chicago is one of the few cities in the Western Hemisphere that is a true global food powerhouse with an incredible amount of diversity.
You just have to search it out. You have to search them out. I'm not talking about the five-star restaurants. I'm talking about the local places in the neighborhoods here that deal in ethnic varieties. And I honestly try to do that because you only live once, and I don't want to eat the same thing every single day.
And it's delicious, and it's so craveable and so delicious. From, you know, Pakistani and Indian kebab houses to, you know, Uzbeki noodle shops, all the way up to some of the best restaurants in the country are all in Chicago. And I would insist that people go and check it out. Fantastic Mexican food. Some of the best goat soup birria I've had in Chicago.
Yeah, we'd like to have you back. We've got to go now, but Andrew, and I know you do too, but we'd like to have you back sometime to talk specifically about Chicago if you can make yourself available.
I would absolutely love to. All I need to do is be invited.
All right, you're invited. Can we put you on hold? And I don't mean to give you a short shift here, but
come in and cook for us.
No, we're not going to ask you to do that. But if we can put you on hold, we'd like to get a couple of contact number for you, and we'll have you back. We can talk more about Chicago. And good luck with the new season. I admire your work. I really do.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, man.
Take care of you, too.
It's also interesting to see the way, you know, in the other parts of the world, you know, you take the Amalfi Coast, for instance, it's the way people dine and the way they eat in the smaller portions are amazing engorge ourselves here in the States.
We have to, and I need that to go, too.
Yeah, you know, give me pasta and some to take home.
Give me 10 pounds to go, too. I need some more fettuccine Alfredo.
When I go to Maggiano's, you know.
I like Maggiano's.
No, but
I get it. They let you take some home.
It's your take home pasta, and I end up eating it when I get home.
That's based on another restaurant doing that here in town. They kind of competing with them. But anyway, look for it on the Travel Channel next Tuesday at 8 o'clock our time. This guy does a terrific job, and I enjoy his work. He's a great TV personality and obviously knows what he's talking about.